Have a listen to this.
Hello and welcome to ABC News Sunday. I'm Tamara O'Dine. His name is synonymous with the Melbourne Cup. And Saturday, a partly cloudy 15 degrees. And that's it for this evening's bulletin. We made it. Have a great week. Good night.
That was On the Weekend, ABC News. Tamara O'Dine, good afternoon.
Hello, Dennis.
Do you know what?
We've got
something in common.
Have you had that happen to you as well?
When I was doing the six regional... Well, let's first of all explain to the listeners what happened to you on the weekend.
A mere minute and a half before the bulletin started on Sunday night, our auto queue operating system decided to go to sleep and would not be revived for the entire 40-minute bulletin, despite the best efforts of our tech crew madly working behind the scenes trying to get it back up and running again. So we had to do it the old school way, and that was read off paper. And you don't see that often anymore, so of course it did get people talking.
It did get people talking. I actually came in on the end of the bulletin when you said, we made it.
And I thought, and did you think, oh, God, what happened?
No, I thought, I think I know what happened. And it's you did the entire bulletin without any auto cue.
That's right. But that's precisely the reason why Hendo and I and all of the other newsreaders have papers in front of us, because that holds the scripts just in case of any technical disasters, like what happened on Sunday night.
Did you, I'm told you even had time to tweet while the bulletin was on.
Yeah, I actually do tweet every bulletin. I've got on the news desk, there's a computer embedded in the desk. You can't actually see it in the shot, but there's a keyboard in front of me and I have Twitter open. So I'll tweet about what's coming up next. It's a nice way to connect with viewers on news topics and the stories that we've run.
So you were cool, in the drama, in the storm.
Well, I was, but I was getting a lot of increased Twitter traffic with people saying, what's happening? Is everything all right? Has your auto queue died? So I was basically just letting everybody know what was happening throughout the bulletin. I wasn't obviously doing that on live television, which is why I threw that little bit in at the end there, just to let people know that, yes, that's out of the ordinary, and we have made it to the end.
How did you go? You would have been trying to look at camera as much as possible, but it's simply not possible unless you can memorise lots of lines.
Well, that's right. I mean, I always watch the stories before the bulletin, so it's never news to me when I'm actually reading the news. I've already seen the stories and read all of the intros. But I was, communicating exactly the same words, but just in a slightly different way. So I was trying to keep as much eye to lens contact as possible to keep people with me. So my only hope was that people weren't so distracted by the fact that I had to look down that they couldn't actually listen to what I was saying.
Because I used to enjoy Peter Jennings when he was reading in the United States, because he did do a lot of looking around and looking down at scripts, and I'm told he could be doing three things at the one time, particularly like in election nights and those sort of things. He was just incredible. But I sort of miss a bit of that.
Yeah, look, it is exciting. I mean, that's the beauty and, I guess, the perils of live television, isn't it?
It is, because we had a time where we were having problems up at Wynn with the auto queue, and we were doing six bulletins a day, so there was no time to be sort of stopping and going back. And I really felt for you when I realised exactly what had happened on Sunday. Do you feel you're a better reader for it?
Look, I think that no matter what happens on air, generally it doesn't happen twice, and I think that it can only improve your presentation as long as you can keep it together and plough on.
Were there any moments that you had during the bulletin where you thought, oh, that wasn't right?
No, look, I had in my side vision a tech frantically working, so he was in the studio with me, and I think that the real white-knuckling happens for those people who are frantically trying behind the scenes to fix the problem. So we also had a great team in the control room as well who were still doing their job but madly trying to figure out what was wrong. So when it comes to what our role is out the front, it's more just to keep the show on the road and keep doing all of the intros and introing the stories. So I had everything in front of me that I needed, and I found that wasn't too stressful, to be honest with you. But it does look different, and people did get in touch. So one of the tweets, I think, from one of the viewers that summed everything up for me was, look, you're probably not enjoying it, but this is great fun for us at home.
Oh, good on them.
But I think there's that tantalising possibility when things are going wrong that the wheels could fall off at any time. So people, yeah, humans are like that. I myself, when I see an on-air glitch, think, oh, what's happened there? Anything out of the ordinary makes people sit up and watch.
Yes, it does. It does. Did you ever work with the sort of pull-through paper to water cues?
No, I'm not that old.
Yeah, I know.
Actually.
I knew you'd say that.
But I have spent a lot of my 20-plus years in TV working in live. So a great many years I was working as a director's assistant in the control room for news bulletins and other live programs. So there has been quite a lot of near misses and wrong story roles and those sorts of things that, you know, you have to just learn how to recover from.
Well, Peter Hitchener, who's joining me in a few minutes' time, passed on his best, and of course he went through the seagull walking behind him. So that was a bit off-putting.
He did, but he dealt with it so gracefully. It was fantastic. As with the coughing fit from a few weeks ago, where Lavinia stood in and helped him out. I thought that was so gracefully handled.
There's been a bit of news happening within the news here in Melbourne. Tamara, pleasure to chat to you.
You too, Dennis. Thanks very much.
Tamara O'Dine, and of course, presenting ABC News Sunday night without any auto cue at all, or teleprompter, whichever you want to call it. Tony Tardio, have you ever had any of those dramas?
Oh, the computer is basically, can I use the word chat itself?
Yes, it's okay.
On occasions.
We've had two lots of that within 15 minutes, or words or close to it.
But I remember Colin Tyrus was reading the news and we just got computers, and Paul Bentley was in the newsroom doing the police reporting, and there'd been a murder in Bentley, and we'd only just recently got
Paul Bentley and Bentley computers.
Yeah. And we edited his story, and Colin Tyrus did the big thing. There's been a murder in Bentley. Paul Bentley reports. Pushed the button, and all that came out was, Paul Bentley, Bentley. There's this big intake of breath. Nervous papers going all over the place.
And Colin's probably listening right now. Oh, that is so funny.